Let's give the Lord another hand of praise for Pastor Sam. Amen? Amen. You know, if God is for us, who could be against us? That's really what I look at. It's like, Lord, have vengeance on my enemies. You know, everybody wants to have vengeance on their enemies, right? I know I do. Curse those who persecute me. Yeah, why not, right? That's what I say. Nah, make them burn. Make them burn. As I stand here before him in righteousness, venging my enemies and make them burn. You know, it's time for us to rise up. It's time for those that are followers of God, followers of Christ, the Spirit within. It's time to rise up and not be passive or, you know, let people walk all over you or take advantage of you or anything like that. You know, we stand for truth, and truth is and justice. And, you know, this is what life's all about, truth and justice. So I'm grateful for the testimonies. I'm grateful for the message as far as, you know, what Tim shared and you know, what Pastor Kurt was sharing and Pastor Tim was sharing. You know, look, for one thing, there's an epidemic, and it's rising up, and it's bad, and we need to get together. We need to take this, and we need to get a hand on it, whether we pray for principalities to be pulled down or to allow God to use us so that we can be light in a dark place. Somehow, some way, I believe God is calling us in this realm because there's too many people dying. We just had another person in our relationship die. I went through I don't know how many funerals not in the last past couple of months, in the last month over these opioid addictions and fentanyl and heroin overdoses. And I guarantee that there are people sitting in this place right now who had loved ones who have gone passing through this earth onto another realm over overdoses and stuff. So keep that in your mind, in the back of your mind, and place it in your heart that we need to really follow through and do something because the youth is dying right in front of us. And it's time for us to get mad and angry at this power and principality and stop sitting on our butts and not do something about it. I really, truly believe that. Second of all, you know, the glory is really, I want to say to Pastor Tim, this is part of my message today, you know, about understanding the realm of glory. We're saved by grace, and most people have to understand what it is to be saved by grace. And grace and Pastor Tim, or Pastor Sam, actually brought it up in his message. Paul said for three times, you know, take this thorn out of my side, and God came and said, my grace is sufficient for you. And I'm going to tell you what God was actually meaning by that. He says, I've given you a knowledge of the heavenlies, the mysteries of the heavens, the eternal life. This grace I have given you is going to give you an eternal realm of glory. This grace I have given you is going to give you not only a glory on earth, but a glory in heaven. And without this knowledge of grace, you would have nothing. So he basically said, deal with it, because what I've given you is far beyond what you can imagine. And you know, moving forward, I want to talk about the glory. I want to talk about the glory and so that we can understand the glory. First of all, you have to ask yourself, what are we really here for? You see, what are we really here for? And I'm going to tell you, in heaven, we once obtained the glory of the Lord. We once obtained the glory. And then we were brought down because of something that happened in the heavenlies. We were brought down on earth with a separation of the glory. You had a choice. Your glory or his glory. And there was a choice. Are you going to glory within yourself or are you going to glory within God? And I'll tell you the difference between the two. It was already starting to be revealed, but I want to share with us, because the glory that we obtain here on earth will fade away. You'll be successful and you'll do great things and it'll all be about you, but you'll be like the flower in the sun. It will wither and fade away. But the glory that you do within him, the glory that you do in God, will be the glory that will last for eternity. It will be in the realm of eternity. And this is the glory that we want to carry. And not only do we carry his glory, but then he begins to glorify us here on earth. And then we are able to be a testimony for him, for God. So that's just really the nut, you know, everything in a nutshell of the reason of understanding the glory. How many people are beginning to understand the concept of giving God all praise, honor, and glory? And when we walk in that realm in our heart, and we always give glory to him, everything that we do, we give to him. And we then decrease as he increases. And as he increases, then we receive the glory on earth. We end up receiving success, or we win those matches, or we accomplish our task, or vengeance is given to our enemies, you see? And we ask God to glorify us all the time as we glorify him. How can we be a testimony for God if he is not showing glory in our lives? You can't. So our children have to be healthy. You know, they need to have wisdom and integrity, as you heard the testimony of Pastor Kurt and how, you know, his son, Kurt, was able to respond to his friend through memories of saying, I want to remember him this way. And that saved me a seat in that heavenly realm. Where's his heart? You see what I'm saying? His heart is already establishing. And I take credit for this ministry. And through him sitting under this ministry, getting that foundation in him, we don't have to worry. Because the glory is in him. This is the reason for the glory of God and to get the glory in you. When you have the glory in you, then God returns the glory back to you. See, it's like all things from him, through him, to you. So it's very important for us to give God glory, honor him, and express our love towards him, and create him in your heart. There's listeners out there that have really never had a relationship with God, and they don't even know where to go, where to start. And I tell them, he doesn't exist. You need to create him in your heart. You need to show that there's a higher deity out there. The universe, part of creation, is out there longing and groaning to know you and to be a part of you. So embrace that. Create him in your heart. So then you just start saying, there's a God. There's a God. There's a God that loves me, and there's a God that cares for me, and there's a God who wants to know me, and there's a God who wants to love me. How many people are beginning to follow that one? And that in itself, you have just entered into the realm of glory. We should be children of glory. We should be children of ones who walk in the realm of glory. This is why it's important for us to understand what glory is. This ministry is based under glory. I'm a child of glory. We're called glory to the nations. And this is called the Glory Barn. And everything is revolved around glory. And our listeners out there and us and ourselves need to understand and walk in the realm of glory. And it starts in the sense of acknowledging through faith, who God is, and then we give him all glory and honor and praise. I'm going to share a verse with you in Luke, which kind of I want to open up because it'll begin to give us a little bit of an understanding of this deeper realm of glory and how it's important to walk in glory, because our ultimate goal is to receive glory in that eternal realm. Think about it. Everything here is going to fade away. Your success, your greatness, the things that you do in this world is all going to fade away. The only thing that isn't going to fade away is the glory that you build in the eternal realm. So, what you do here on earth should be done in heaven. And if you do what is done in heaven, it will be done here on earth. And you will see the glory of God in your life. Jesus said, glorify me so that I can glorify you. How many of us want to walk in success? How many of us want to walk in this realm of glory? Listen, success isn't a lot of money. Success isn't big houses. Success isn't great cars and material things. Success is knowing that everything's going to be okay. Success is when you know that there is no fear. Success is when those voids that are inside of you are filled and you're not empty. Success is not walking in fear and then trying to manipulate, trying to subdue fear and think that you have control when you don't. We need to really understand glory. And when we enter into that realm of glory, then that glory is given back to us. And, you know, Pastor Sam mentioned something a little earlier in his message, if we have ears to hear, that glory is within us. It's associated with the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And when we enter in, it's not through the mind, it's through your heart. How you feel, the inspirations. If there is something that you want to accomplish, I think Pastor Tim said this too. If there's something in you, you can't fear. You can't doubt. You need to begin to move forward because what you're saying is, I'm releasing all glory in your hands. So that when you do accomplish what's in you, you're giving all glory to God. God's going to then return back glory to you. And that glory will be seen by others who can't see the glory of God, who are longing to see the glory of God but can't see the glory of God. If we don't give glory to God and fulfill what's in us, the glory that is within us, then we won't have success from those of the world. They will judge you as a loser. They just can't see. But they'll see the glory. And they'll say, I don't know what it is about this guy, but I see glory. They won't know what it is, but they'll say, this guy here is successful. This guy here has got a great family. This guy here has got a good life. This guy here, I don't know what it is about this guy, but this guy's got his act together. This guy knows what's happening. I like this guy. And what they're saying is, I like the glory that is in him. Their spirit knows, but they just don't know here. They don't know what it is. What is it about this guy that I like? What is it about this person that I like about? What is it with this man here that I like? I can't figure it out in the mind, but I know it's the glory of God within him. That is shining. The whole world is longing to see the glory of God. And they see it through us. They see it through you. I just want to share this one verse here that stuck out on me as I was waiting on the Lord for this message. It's Luke 17, chapter 11. It says, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, and they're speaking about Jesus here, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and the Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. Now remember, these guys had leper on them, and Jesus didn't do anything other than say, go show yourself to the priest, you see? So he sent them on their way. They sent these 10 lepers on their way. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. So as they went, they were healed. Jesus didn't do anything other than say, go to the priest. Go see the priest, you dirty lepers. Go to the priest. As they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Listen to me. They glorified God. One came back, acknowledged, and began to glorify God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said to him, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? So it wasn't even as if, you know, you have to understand back then the Samaritans ones were like foreigners and they didn't know God, you know, but the Galileans knew God. And he said that one returned and it was a foreigner that knew God. And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, there's something here that I want you to begin to understand that, listen, you have to begin to have faith for one to believe. And when you begin to have that feeling within, the knowledge that is within, that faith begins to activate glory. And that glory comes on earth. See, our realm of glory, God has given each man and woman his glory. Now there's two wills. Understand this. There's the will of man, which is our reasoning, our understanding, our thoughts. And then there's the will of God, which is actually the glory of God. That's all within your heart. And when we follow the glory of God and surrender ourselves, because the glory of man is going to always reason because they want credit. They want the wisdom of man. I think Pastor Sam said that earlier. The wisdom of man is foolish to God. So as we walk in the wisdom of man, the wisdom of man always wants the glory of man. So he's trying to reason, trying to figure it out, trying to overcome, trying to do that. But your heart is the glory of God. The glory of God knows. See, success comes out of glory. Okay? Victory comes out of glory. So when you follow that unction in your heart, you actually enter in to the glory of God. And I'm going to tell you right now, most of the time your heart is going against what your mind is saying. Your mind is always trying to protect itself, put fear in, don't do it, you better not do it. But your heart is saying, do it, don't worry about what happens, just do it, just do it, just do it. And that's God encouraging us to move forward so that the impossible becomes possible. And then the glory of God is revealed on earth because then they say, no way could you have won that game. No way could you have been able to touch those guys, those kids' lives. No way could you have made a change. No way could you have ever dated that girl or something. You know what I'm saying? No way. But then they see. And then you can be a testimony by saying, well, praise God. You know, I just followed his will. I just followed, and I want to tell you what it's called, the anointing. How do you think Jesus was called the anointed one? Because he followed the passion in his heart. See, that heart, unction, inspiration, all that impression on you is called the anointing. And when you follow that, you're called the anointed one. You follow the anointing of God. And when you follow the anointing of God, you're actually walking in the realm of glory. You're walking in the realm of glory. See, God is calling us to come into his glory so that we can be kings of glory, the King of glory. Wasn't Jesus called the King of glory? He was called the King of Glory because he took the anointing. He didn't doubt with his mind. He took that passion that was inside of him. He took that unction. He took that inspiration without any reason. Let me tell you one thing. Love is an anointing. When you have a love inside of you, do you think about what you're going to do? You just do it. Because that love inside of you moves you. It'll make you do things that will look foolish to the world. But you know that you know that you know that I need to do it. There's power in it. It's foolish to the world. This power is foolish to the world. The anointing is foolish to the world. The love of God is foolish to the world. The glory of God is foolish to the world. But they long for it. They long to know it. It's life. When you begin to get tapped into the anointing, you tap into the glory of God, you're filled. You don't care what anybody thinks. You don't care what anybody says. You don't care about failure. You're willing to take risks. You don't care about the cost. You don't care about anything. It's love. Because when you know love, you don't care about anything, do you? When you love somebody and everybody else is telling you, she's not the right one or he's not the right one or whatever, do you listen to them? Do you listen to that person? Do you listen? No. Love gives you a boldness. Love separates you from the world. And this love is connected to glory. And when you have the glory of God, you have this boldness and you have this knowledge and you have this unction, anointing, to know that you know. And you don't care whether it fails or if it succeeds. You don't care if you're right and you don't care if you're wrong. It doesn't matter at all. It's just the moment of glory. It's the moment. How many people are beginning to understand where I'm going or what I'm saying? It allows you to live your life and live it to the fullness. What hinders us from living our life? Think about it. Most of the time, it's the naysayers, you know? It's the people around you that are trying to dictate and control your life. It's the people that are all around you that are saying, oh, I don't know if that's a good investment, or I don't know if that's a good investment, or maybe that's a good investment, or maybe that's not a good investment. Or, you know, they all have this opinion or judgment about ourselves, and we have to not be concerned. What if you did it and it changed your world? What if you didn't? You'll never know. You see? I truly believe that something's going to happen within the next couple months. If we hold true to this message in our heart, because I believe God is moving in a way that he wants to release his glory on earth. And the only way that he can release his glory on earth is if he has a people who will grab hold of his glory without thinking, without trying to use the wisdom of men, but to hold on to that as a love. When you have a love, you'll do anything, won't you? Put a relationship. Because that's really the only thing that I can refer to so that we can understand this love. You'll spend whatever money that it takes. You'll go any place that you have to go to. You'll revolve your whole entire life around that love, won't you? And you can't think about anything other than that love. That's what I'm talking about. And when we can understand the realm of glory, then we tap into something that's inside of us that is love. And that love leads to a life. Not only does it lead to a life of you, but that life is an eternal life. Like I said earlier, man's glory will fade away. It'll wither and die. But the glory of God will remain forever. And there's scripture verses that says, don't store your treasures here on earth where moths and rust can destroy it. But store your treasures up in heaven where you'll receive riches in an eternal realm. Well, this is basically what I'm saying for us to follow as an example. If you begin to tap into this anointing that's inside of you, and you walk in that unction and receive all glory and honor and praise in our Father's eyes, in God's eyes, our Creator's eyes, then we can glorify Him on earth. You're storing up treasures in heaven, in that eternal realm. I say to some, I don't know about you, but I want to be filthy rich in heaven. I want to be able to have everything that I could possibly think of in heaven, because that's an eternal realm. How much longer are we going to be here on earth? Nobody knows, right? Only our Father knows in heaven how long we're going to be. But let's say we got 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years. Does that even match up with an eternal realm? No. Eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I want to share something here. It says here, where were those 10 cleansed? But where are the 9, he says. In verse 18 it says, were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. It says here, then he said to the disciples, the days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second because the glory doesn't come easy. I'm going to tell you that much. The glory doesn't come easy. 99.9% when you say, yes, Lord, I want to seek your face, I want to find your glory, and I want to walk in it and glorify your name, all hell's going to break loose. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be hated. You're not going with the flow. Everything that is inside of you is against what everything's around you. The glory of God is against, I would say, the world. And the world is against the glory of God. That's why you need to embrace God's love. You need to understand who you are. You need to know that you are a child of God, and not let the world influence you in what you're to do. You need to begin to embrace the love of God and hold Him tight and understand the truth. God gives it, God takes it away. You need to be able to surrender your will 100%. You need to be able to lay your life down and die daily, every day, to the point of the will of man. You need to constantly just say, well, Lord, it didn't work out the way I thought it would work out. I'm going to tell you, when you seek God and you begin to seek the glory of God, you will obtain glory, but that glory will be taken away from you. How many people are understanding this? And you will be put down many, many times. Many times. This is the test. This is the test. See, there are two realms, I want to say, of God. The love of God. There's a false realm where it's just pure success. They're the scary ones. I look for the true realm of glory, where you're being rejected and you're falling on your face a lot. There's a lot of loss. There's a lot of loss because, and I'm going to tell you why, okay? Humility. God tends to break your spirit and break your will and break your pride before you can be a house for His glory. How many are willing to be broken in order for you to have a house for His glory? Now, when you have a house for His glory, that glory turns back 100-fold. So it's almost like this. I see success in your life, but I don't see the glory of God in your life. So the success that I see without the glory of God is like 10%. How would you like to have 100%? You see? You might end up with success, wealth, but within yourself. That's achievable. How many people understand that? You can be successful. You can have a great family. You can have a lot of money. You can have all this within yourself. And you'll glory within yourself and everything will be great. But could you imagine if you uphold the glory of God within you? You wouldn't just have 10%. You'd have 100%. Because if you look at it, your ultimate heart and goal, because I want you to be honest with yourself, is to give. You have a giving heart. But you're limited of giving because the glory is within man. Could you imagine if you had an abundant amount to give? Because the glory is in God. The reason why we can only give so much is because the glory is with man. How many of us feel this way? I don't have enough to give as much as I want to. If you have that in your heart, I'm guaranteeing, I'm telling you right now, this message is for us right now. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying, because He's saying we're living in a day where I am going to pour out my glory. So what is going to happen is you're going to have more abundant beyond what you can accept or even imagine, so that you can give back to the glory of God. I'm a victim. I will tell you right now, I humble myself before the Lord. I don't have as much as I want to give. And I asked the Lord why, and He showed me this message. He says, I want you to see my glory. But it's the glory of man that you carry. I want you to carry my glory. When you carry my glory, I will give you more further above what you can comprehend or imagine, because it's in you to have abundance. Is it not in you to have abundance, but you lack? And the reason why you lack is because the glory is with man. If we give glory to God, then we won't have the lack. We'll have abundance beyond what we can comprehend or imagine. We are living in days that are going to blow the minds. The church, if they rise up and get where they're going, I'm going to tell you right now, maybe I'm prophesying something right now, but I want to be one of them. Matter of fact, I know I'm going to be one of them. And I hope your heart says the same thing. I hope your heart is rising up and saying, you know what? I'm going to be one of them. Because the world is going to see that man is foolish, but oh my God, he has abundance. God wants to pour out abundance. See, I look and I see 10% and I'm saying, oh my God, this man could have 100%. I see it. I see it. And it's like the enemy is robbing what God wants to give us. Darkness doesn't want you to glorify God. So darkness is going to keep what God wants to give you to allow you to glorify God. Let me ask you something. If you had everything that you needed, would you be glorifying God? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better believe it. Oh, yeah. I'd be jumping and shouting. And you think I would care what anybody thought? Man, I would dress and look like and be that. That's right, man. That's right. That's right. And I don't care what you think or say. That's right. I do that now, but. But how much more? See, I don't boast in myself. I boast in him. Look, we all want to boast, don't we? There's no reason why you can't boast. And boast loud, too. I want to hear it. That's right, I got it. That's right, I got it. I want you to boast. But when you boast in God, I'm going to tell you right now, you're shaking heaven. All darkness is scared. They're like, let's shake up heaven. Let's shake it up. And let's shake up the principalities and the powers. And understand this mystery. It's grace. God has poured an abundance amount of grace on me. I am so grateful for the amount of grace that he has given me. The only thing is that I have all this grace. It's just that my life needs to catch up to it to show you that it's true. You see? I'm trying to catch up to the grace that has been given to me. And time is not, it's of the essence right now. It's like, Lord, can you speed it up so that people can see a sign and a wonder and a miracle? Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Not through man's wisdom, but you know where it's going to come from? The kingdom of God. It's going to come from within. It's going to come from the anointing. And we're all anointed. The Bible says that we're all anointed. So it's not like you don't have the anointing. I'm going to tell you right now, you have the anointing. It's been given to you to know the mysteries of God. But where are our thoughts? You see? Are we lifting our eyes up to see? We should look at him all day long. And I'm going to tell you right now, all your answers will be given to you. When you look at God and see him all day long, he inspires you and imparts in you the wisdom from above and allows you to accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. We're all looking around, chasing our tail, wondering what we need to accomplish. And our eyes aren't on him and we're lost. But when your eyes are on him on a 24/7 period, I'm going to tell you right now, he downloads you and you don't even have to figure out what to do. It's already been given you to know what to do. We're sitting here trying to figure out what to do, and all we need to do is look at him. glorify him day in, day out. The problem is we're complaining about our life. You don't like the situation you're in. You hate the fact that you're in these situations. How many would agree with me? I'm going to tell you right now, that's robbing you and stealing you and destroying you. You got to give thanks and glorify him in everything. Even if it don't look good, it looks good. Even when you think it's taking forever, it's going quick. We got to change the way we're thinking. Repentance is probably the greatest gift that anyone can have. Reverse your thoughts. Tear down the imaginations that exalt itself over the knowledge of God. Let's keep it simple. The knowledge of God is just the greatest thing. You love me unconditionally. And you have a plan and a purpose for me, and I yield myself to you. That's the best thing we can ask for. That's the only thing that we can ask for. This glory that I'm talking about will change our lives. This glory will fulfill those empty holes that are inside of us. Think about it. Right now, if you really look at our lives and we're honest with ourselves, we're lost. We're not sure what direction we're going. We question God. We always are crying out for breakthroughs. We're always crying out for him to open up doors. We're always saying, Lord, show us your glory, basically. Show us your will when it's all within. All we need to do is yield to it right now. All we need to do is embrace the facts, embrace the truth. Stop being so impatient. As Pastor Sam brought out, patience is a virtue earlier, and it is such a virtue. We need to grab hold of what the Spirit is saying today. He's speaking through all of us. He's speaking through every one of the pastors here today, each one from the opening to now. And God is saying to us what he's asking us to do. And what we need to do is yield to the Spirit. Yield to the Spirit of God and begin to allow him. You know, when God says in the last days, I'm pouring out my glory, I'm pouring out my Holy Spirit, he's doing it with grace. He's allowing us to understand these mysteries. And he's asking, who's willing to go? Who's willing to be a fool for him? You know, who's willing? I'm not saying run out on the streets and start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But when you yield to your heart, when you yield to that anointing, you look crazy in the world's eyes. You look crazy. You don't have to act crazy. You look crazy. You see? And so when you yield to the anointing, everybody's telling you to try to go somewhere else and do something else. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. When Jesus had an unction to go to, I don't know, was it Jerusalem or something? And Peter jumped up and said, oh no, don't go there. Because they knew that they were going to like kill him or persecute him. Okay? Now Jesus was following the anointing because he was the anointed one. And he was following that inspiration on his heart. I got to go to Jerusalem. And Peter was just like someone in the world. Don't go there, Jesus. What are you doing? You know, they're going to kill you. And of course, going to Jerusalem is foolish to the world, right? Hey, what do you want to go there for? They're going to kill you. Oh, but I feel like I got to go because I got this anointing inside of me that's telling me I got to go. And he looked at Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. You don't have the mind of God. There's a perfect example right there. You got to look at the world and everybody that's trying to talk to you, the naysayers and everything else, and you just got to simply say, listen, don't condemn me. I'm going to tell you right now, has the world condemned you because you've done something? How about yourself? Have you been condemned based on what you did in the past? Think about it. How many people here have condemned themselves or allowed someone to condemn you? Oh, look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. Look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. Look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. Look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. Look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. Look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. Look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. And you got beat up. That's the world. Okay? I'm going to tell you, you did it because you yielded to the anointing and you didn't know it. See, you're anointed and didn't even know you're anointed. I'm going to tell you. Darkness wants to steal the anointing. Darkness wants to steal the glory of God. You don't know what's going to turn around in the midst of what you did that you're so condemned about. God's going to turn all things around for the good. So when the world condemned you and you're beat up, guess what? They won. Because you can't rise back up and continue to do the same thing as you did before. Followed your anointing, followed your heart. How many people are grabbing what I'm saying? I'm coming to the tail end of this message. It's called Rise Up. How do you feel? That's the anointing. Don't let anybody steal it. Because you're going to do some foolish things in the world's eyes, but it's going to give a great return. And when it brings a great return, your mouth is going to glorify God. I know it. I see it. I see it. I see it in people's lives. I got to cut this message off. I rambled too much. I can go on and on and on and on and on. Trust me. When God begins to drop his nuggets and I get this excitement inside of me, I can speak for hours and I got to have a light to control me and music to control me and everything else to control me. Because what do we have other than this grace? What do we really have other than his love? I have nothing other than his grace. But because I have his grace, I have everything. Let us bow our heads for a moment. I first want to ask Pastor Kurt to come up here. Because, and you know, I'm bringing him up here, and there's others that I would like to bring up here, but I'm going to have Kurt come up here with me and stand. And if you feel the same way we feel, I want you to agree in your seat, because I don't want to call you up just to, I mean, I want to call you up, but sometimes I feel like I bother people calling them up. I'm going to just be honest. But there's something in the spiritual realm when you call up and you stand with one another. You see, you feel that anointing right there? It's already dropping on you. And so I'm calling Kurt up, and I want those who agree with me in your seats that we are going to pull down this principality and power that is over this area and over this nation of this opioid fentanyl heroin addiction right now, because it's taking people that we know and it's just killing them, and it's not right. We just had another death the last week, and we had another death the week before that, and I think two of them were this week. One was last week, and I can't tell you how many more were the weeks before, and it's got to stop. How many with a show of hands agree with what I'm saying right here? How many have loved ones or know somebody who's got issues with this stuff right now? That's right. And it's not right. Mark, I want to call you up. I'm going to ask if you would stand in proxy. What is that? The right word? Proxy? Okay. Mark, would you stand for those who are addicted to this heroin? You know a lot of people, don't you?
I'm happy that's one drug I never got hooked on. I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. Every day I'm hearing something on the news. You see, you know, just yesterday, I can't do it no more. I don't want to be just like you. You shook for days. I can't do it no more. You know, you gave me a chance to live here. Bud's Pools, and I want to know why Sam went to jail. That's got me all messed up.
No, he only went to jail because he was accused of something, but that had nothing to do with anything else. Don't worry about that. But let's get back to the opioids, heroin, and all that.
It is no good. It's dangerous. It'll kill you. It's against God's will. I did it all my life. I got a little time. I got a little apartment. I got a roommate. I go to meetings or whatever. I give up. I surrender.
All right, I got a question for you. Would you stand right here for a pot? What's that word I'm looking for? A proxy. Okay.
Approximately.
A proxy. What that means is you're standing, okay, for others. You're standing for others who are addicted to this principality, this power. Are you willing to stand and take that touch from God to deliver, set free those from being addicted?
Yes.
Amen. That's all I had to hear. Sam, come on up here for a second. Stand right here. Because the power of God is going to fall on you. Okay? He's using you as an intercession for those that are out there. You're not here by accident, I'm going to tell you right now. It's a prophetic sign. What we're doing is something prophetic. What we're doing is, this is prophetic. We're standing against this power and principality, taking the authority that has been given to us, using a spirit who is familiar and who is bound by addiction and wants to be set free. That's you, isn't it?
Yes.
It's happening right now. Receive his grace. Receive his glory. Let the anointing fall. Done. Receive for him. Thank you, Lord. Be free. No more addiction. No more addiction, no more addiction, no more addiction, no more addiction. That spirit of addiction is gone. That principality is losing its power. It's going to be defeated because we had enough of it. It's done. How many more are going to take us? How many more are going to go? It's done. It's over. No more. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the beginning stages of warfare. I thank you, Lord, that you've put those here that will stand together, who have the same like mind and the same like spirit, who are willing to battle this issue. And Lord, I ask that you now begin to reveal to us this glory that you are longing for us to walk in, that we will be fools for you, not listening to what the world has to say, but to take your glory, knowing that we don't have the strength within ourselves, because the task that you've given us is a risk. I'm going to ask those to come up here that feel in their heart to do something, but there is fear holding them back. They're afraid. I want to ask them to come up.